This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So you have a study, and 91% feel a certain way. I didn't participate in the study, but I'm fairly convinced I would be in the 9%. The study is about blocking the internet from their smartphones for 2 weeks. And the study suggests 91% felt better after the break. There's no way I would feel better. I would want the internet back in my smartphone. Not 2 weeks, 2 minutes. I like it. It makes my life better. Do you think, and I love phone calls in this also, but if you want to send a text, that works just as well. But a little interaction on that smartphone would be fine also. 651-461-9226. Do you think you would feel better after 2 weeks if you eliminate the internet from your smartphone? And here's the other caveat, Dave Aragon. How long do you think you'd last? Dave, and lasting has been a topic at home, not really for us. How long would you last? I wouldn't even want to do it. I enjoy the internet on my phone. We're in strange businesses because we couldn't adequately do this job. You can debate how adequately we do it right now. I get it. I'm beating you to the punch on that joke. But even if Brad Lane comes in and says, my God, what was I thinking? Get out of here. And I don't want that to happen. But would I still want the internet on my phone? Damn right I would. They asked 467 people. 18 to 74. They agreed to a month-long study. 90% plus have a smartphone. So it's a high, high number. Okay. 91% of the participants improve their scores in these categories: well-being, mood, attention, at the beginning, middle, and end of the four-week study. 71% reported better mental health after the break compared to before, and 73% reported subjective well-being. No. Now, here's where we got to take a break on this study, because you got to read a little bit into the study, because there's a nice little exception. While the participants agreed to block the internet on their phones, Dave, they were permitted to continue to use the laptops or iPads at work or home, and they also continued to use their phones to talk or text. So the headline tells you one thing. Again, they're permitted to continue to use laptops, iPads at work or home.
Sure.
And they also could continue to use their phones to talk or text. Okay, so I can call you. I can text you. Mm-hmm. I can go to my Mac or my iPad or whatever you might have. It's just taking it away from my phone. That's like a 70% study, right, Dave?
No, I don't think it is. It's basically saying, you know, are you better off mentally with a smartphone with all the bells and whistles, or like we had 15 years ago when, you know, your phone was pretty
the
much
flip phone.
Still a, yeah, flip phone, a, you know, communication device, and that was
yep.
basically it.
No way. I know I'm the 9%.
Yeah, okay. You're better than the rest of us. I get it.
Well, that's a given, but that's a... Listen, have I battled my mental health many, many times over my life, including therapy, including medication at times? Yeah. Hands up here, no shame whatsoever. None. But I use my phone, yes, for work. And again, we do this silly little three-hour show. I do 4 to 5 hours before getting ready for it, and I'm paying attention to it for hours after. I put in too much time for this show, and I like it. And I'm not deserving of a medal, but I enjoy it. Now, I'm sure, well, obviously the prep would end if Brad just fired me. But would I still enjoy the news? Yes. But I also enjoy it for the amusement, for the nonsense, for the fun. And I like, Dave Harrigan, that it's right on my phone that I'm holding right now. So, listen, I can make an argument right now that the biggest thing on the internet that is bugging me right now is that the administration is talking about giant cuts in Medicaid that will affect Q and the services available to him and other like-minded kids. And I got to tell you that, and I don't use this very often, this word very often, that pisses me off. And they're doing this to keep the tax cuts going. Some tax cuts we should keep going. And I'm not one who says, well, let's just tax the rich over and over again. I think that's way too cliche. But when the option is at the highest end, or kids with disabilities losing out on medical waivers, give me a bleep and break. So if there's one thing in the internet that is bugging me, it's that. But I would want to have that information available to me. So, Dave Harrigan, let's say this is not your job. You finally decided you can't take me anymore.
Oh, thank
God.
Who
can blame you? Yeah. Someone rescued you. And you now have a completely different job, and you go back to the Razor flip phone. Did you have the Razor flip phone?
I had a Razor for a little bit. It was given to me as a work phone back in the, it would have been the Clear Channel days, Chad, before they switched their name.
Wait a second. I didn't get a phone back then.
Well, I only got it for about 2 weeks, enough to, you know, really build my contact list before they said, actually, that guy needs your phone, so we're going to take that away from you. True story.
Who did they give the phone to, you know?
A guy in the newsroom.
Oh, great.
Literally took the phone away from me as I was walking down the hall one day. Said, hey, that phone we gave you. Yeah, we're going to need that one back.
Well, they at one point went even further for me and said, we got to buy you out of the contract because San Antonio told you. And then the boss at the time slid me a sheet of paper and said, do you want to sign this for your exit agreement? And I said, what's this? And he goes, well, this could pay you for 2 weeks. I'm like, yeah, I got a deal that's going to pay me for a year. Why would I sign this?
I got one of those. Little, not quite the same, but similarly insulting.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. When people are either letting you go, firing you, or in this case, I was a buyout because they were in debt, billions of dollars. Hey, how about signing? Don't read any of it. Let me put my two hands in front of it. And then, of course, it was, let's get the muscle to walk you out. And thank God Swedberg said no. Would you be better off without the internet on your phone?
I don't know, but I'd be willing to give it a shot.
You would, yeah. No, I'd miss it.
Reading about, I'd absolutely miss some things. Just, being able to look something up right away. If I'm having to go somewhere I've never been, the internet's great for directions, Chad. I don't know if you know about the old Google Maps. They're pretty good.
You don't want to get the giant atlas out there?
I don't. Not good on the atlas, but Google Maps I can handle very well. Reading this story and reading about the study, it just brought, the old saying of ignorance is bliss, Chad. We all want to be informed. We all want to know everything that is going on. But how much of that is tied to mental health and anxiety issues that just seem to have been exploding in this country the last several years?
Right.
Maybe we don't need to know literally everything that is going on in our government.
No.
In,
fair.
With, airplanes, smoke coming out, into the cabin of airplanes.
Dead bodies.
Yes. Maybe once in a while it's okay to have that story just fly over our heads and not have to read that one.
For many, many people, I agree 1,000%. Most of my life, I've been good at compartmentalizing. There was one key part of my life that I screwed that up massively, and that was an enormous mistake for me. But even when Q is having some of his toughest stuff, I can do that. There are so many other basic things in life which others can do, and I can't. So I get it. We all have these different skill sets. And so that is some of it. Sometimes it just can be overwhelming. And you don't need to know everything, especially if it does have an effect on you, which I don't doubt. For me, I like it. And so I'm in the 9%. I think it's a little different, though, when I think this study would be more accurate for me, more comprehensive, more thorough if they said, well, guess what? For 2 weeks, you don't have any internet access at all if you have the type of job where you can do that.
No, I think that this makes total sense.
Yeah.
I think you're by saying, yes, you cannot have it on your phone. You cannot have it in your pocket 24 hours a day. But if you want to use the internet, you have to be intentional about it. You have to get up and go to the computer, grab your laptop, boot that thing up, take a minute to actually think about what you're doing and then do it. I think that's a completely different experience than just, whipping the phone out of your pocket and there you go.
So let's phrase it this way. Would your life be better, do you believe, without the internet on your phone? And how long would you last if you had a choice of removing the internet from your phone? Phone calls and texts. Use that phone. Reach out to us. Either way, 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Harrigan, remind the folks about the music theme for today.
Well, this is a tune called Alexa Bliss by the band Bowling for Soup. She, of course, a WWE superstar. And we're celebrating all things wrestling today, and specifically the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, 76 years old today. So all music dedicated to Ric or the business he loves.
Richard Flair, Minnesota's own. All right, internet, off your phone. Are you better off for it? We're talking about this study where 91% in some of the categories felt better where the phone no longer had internet capabilities. But for your job, whether you work on a laptop or an iPad or some other device, you still were able to have internet capability. Among the texts coming in, we like this one. Just so I still can text the WCCO text line. Don't take it away. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. I could easily do it. Reading your text at 651-461-9226. I have the ability to walk away from my phone all weekend. I'm not commenting on the daily zeitgeist like you are. Yeah, I mean, that's a part of what we are doing. Internet needed for tickets to events. The internet is needed for so many things, Dave, outside of just the TikTok of what's going on with the Trump administration or anything else that's going on in the world. And that's where I want it on my phone.
Well, sure. I mean, you'd have to figure out ways to have a workaround, like, I don't know, having a paper ticket. Bring back paper tickets, by the way.
You missed the paper ticket.
Yes, it takes too long on the phone.
How long do you think it takes?
I think it takes more time.
What are you doing?
You have to pull up the thing, and then you have to scan it. Oh, wait, it's not scanning. Brighten up your screen. Okay, I'll brighten up the screen. I could have been through already. No, paper ticket.
No beep, swagger
beep,
for
beep,
you.
Beep, 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 done.
No swagger.
No,
that's
it's,
it.
It's far from
you don't
a
have
me
swagger.
Problem. Far from a me problem. It is a society-wide issue with digital ticketing.
I thought you were better than that. I didn't realize you were in.
I am better than that. You know what? Paper tickets.
Would you like a landline that just has miles and miles and you just keep that going from your house? Would that be better?
I'd like the big cord, yes. And if we could go back to dial-up internet just so I could hear that. That'd be good, too.
Can all of those be saved against you? I'd like the big cord and then that whatever noise you just made. Do I have that ability to do that?
Technically, no, you do not. And I mean technically as in you don't have the technical prowess to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Text. I might actually pick up a book and read. You know what else you can read? On your phone with internet capabilities. The person that died on the plane, the autopsy showed it was because of a loss of internet on the phone. Yeah. I mean, the person had nothing left to live for.
They promised free Wi-Fi and they didn't deliver.
Okay. Let's go to that one again. The internet capability on planes is still so incompetent and so, I probably shouldn't say this about planes right now, hit and miss, considering what happened in Midway today. But again, as we've said many times, today, as I'm now making myself the czar of international travel. Wi-Fi, every plane, free, easy to use. You just click and it's right there on your phone. Is it that difficult?
No, it should not be that difficult. It should have been done years ago. And none of this free Wi-Fi for texting. No, yeah. Full Wi-Fi, yeah. Anything I
yes,
want.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. More text on the serving and the poll. Probably would be less stressful. But now that we know it's there, it would be hard to not look at it. It's kind of like when you decide to have kids or not have kids. If you don't have kids, you don't know what you're missing. But when you have kids, you know that you wouldn't want to be without them. Double-edged sword. Excellent text, right? That's good.
Yes, I think that just about nails it.
As a business owner, I depend on the internet. No way would I not want to use it. Sounds like Dave Harrigan's trying to bring down the American economy. Is that what you're trying to do?
I think we could take a step back. Sure. Please bring down that GDP. You know what? We figured out how to do it for a lot of years. You saying, you know, the internet is vital to jobs or to this job specifically. How did people do it before the internet, Chad? Somehow they figured it out.
Yeah, we figured a lot of things out, but when it's more efficient, better, easier, and more enjoyable, we don't want to give those things up.
Oh, you'll take efficiency over mental health then. That's nice.
I don't think my policy on this position was I wish horrible mental health to others.
Okay, Doge, that's fine.
I don't know if I led with that. All right, John is called in. John, thanks for listening. What do you want to say, sir?
Hello. I don't know if you remember me. I called about the documentary and Ric Flair.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, I watched on 20 by 40. But
yes.
Listen,
big day for you, John, with it Ric Flair's birthday.
Is that right? Today?
Yeah. Today.
I didn't know that. Wow. I bought the phone. You're talking about it. I couldn't do my job without it, but I'm one of those guys that uses the internet on the phone at work only, and then I got my own. I have a cellular phone with the flip phone that I use every day myself. Just I only call on that. I don't use it, but I couldn't do my job without the internet on the phone.
Can I ask you, John, what you do?
I'm working now. I'm a tow truck driver, and I get all the routes just right to the phone. I don't even have to answer that. You know, they just the dispatch sends it, and then I just pick them up. I do take
John,
pictures too, with it, which then goes back to the home office in any event that they need that, and I need the internet for that.
John, is that... No.
Here's my...
Oh.
62. I said, that's enough of that. That's a young man game. And I'm... ever since then, I've... About, maybe not. Maybe we're going on 7 years now with just being a driver, not a repo. I miss some money, but... Yeah, life ain't all about money. I got enough of it, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, was it dangerous?
Yeah. Oh man, I had everything pulled on me, including a solicitation from women, and that's hard to get away from to leave a car. You know,
you kind of missed that a little bit. Are you saying, John?
Yeah, that's sure better getting that pulled on you than a gun. Let me tell you that.
Dave, can you argue with that point?
No, I will not argue with that point.
No. Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
John.
Well, I wouldn't either. And of course, sometime, you know, like I told the guy a couple times when I was younger, I said, you know, I couldn't find the car. So we were both winners on that one, if you know what I'm talking about. My boss didn't know I couldn't find a car, and by then, though, they never had. We were using CB, for our dispatch then, mostly.
What was your handle?
Nextel.
What was that?
Huh?
What was that?
You know, they had the next. Remember the Nextel? You did a two-way.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You could do the clicker. And, yeah.
John, you're excellent. Keep calling. If Dave needs a tow truck driver, can he reach out to you?
I'm here. Hey, fantastic. I'm here to get that car, the blue one. Yeah, it's me.
All right.
Help me get the blue.
John's going to work. All right, Dave, let him go. John, back to work here on News Talk 830 WCCO.